This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A scandal with the NBA involving Black Lives Matter. Oh, man. You guys are going to love this story. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It was in the New York Post. More than a dozen ex-NBA players indicted in a fraud scheme. Medical health care fraud scheme. Guess the payout from Obamacare wasn't quite enough for them to feel comfortable. NBA stars, folks, I've talked about oppression. Yeah, black man can't get over in America. I mean, oppression is now up to the point for black folks of royalty where Meghan Markle is oppressed. Suicidal. Yeah, Colin Kaepernick, he's oppressed. Multi-millionaire. Why? Because he can throw a football. Where is he, by the way? Oh, man, so glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Check out all that we do. Be sure to pass the show on to other people if you like it. We jump around a bit. My mind, it can be a little flighty at times, but we tend to make the bigger point at some point during the conversation we have twice, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. So hopefully you will enjoy it. You will be able to follow it. You will get other people to listen in and enjoy it as well. Anyway, I love this story because it's more oppression, more black oppression. You know, the Black Lives Matter crowd of the NBA that actually put it on the court. And now we learned that more than a dozen NBA veterans, including, and they named some folks. I don't even know. I'm not even going to say their names because I don't want to give them any credit, even though they are scoundrels. But I don't want to give them any credit. They've been charged with ripping off millions from the NBA's health plan. Yeah. Look, I don't even blame them for trying because look at what's happening with Joe Biden and this Wu Flu scam. Why shouldn't black people, especially these black athletes, you know, because they're oppressed. Oh, yeah. They can get stopped and killed by a cop for not signing an autograph at any point in their lives. I mean, you know. Whew. So they ripped off the health plan. Here's what they did. They submitted bogus invoices, and I love how they put this in the story, with glaring typos and discrepancies. So these ballers can't even spell right. They can't type, oh, I think I had meningitis or whatever. And, you know, I mean, it's just they can't even perpetrate the lie right because they're too stupid. The indictment accuses 18 former ballers of defrauding $4 million from the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan, which provides additional coverage to eligible active and retired players. And I love how they put it in perspective. The defendants who earned a combined $360 million during their NBA careers allegedly submitted false and fraudulent claims for reimbursement of expenses for medical and dental services that were not actually rendered, according to court papers. There you go. They didn't make enough money. What? Come on. They only earned $360 million during their careers. It was 18 people. Let's do the math. So 18, that means they averaged $20 million each during their careers. You can't survive in America on $20 million? I mean, come on. Look, they only got $4 million. They only defrauded $4 million. I don't even see why this is a story. Yep. As far as I'm concerned, this is just more black oppression in a country that does not want to give a brother a fair shake. The story goes on. The scheme was orchestrated by an ex-New Jersey Nets shooting guard who allegedly recruited other retired athletes and supplied them with the fake invoices and letters for reimbursement in exchange for at least $230,000 in kickbacks. I will say this. That's an enterprising young black man right there. Yep. They gave his name. I don't want to give these guys any credit. Well, okay, I'm going to tell you who he is just so you know, because y'all think I'm picking on black folks as a black man in America, but I'm not. I'm just telling you that this is the scheming that goes on at the level of these are guys. I don't know what they did with their money. For all I know, they did an Allen Iverson, and they left tens of thousands of dollars of crap in every hotel room where he stayed because he's an idiot with his money. And by the way, I saw a story on Iverson where he says, I don't understand why I'm not a part of the Philadelphia organization. He's mad at them because they won't make him part of the organization. And you want to know why they won't make Allen Iverson part of the organization? Because they watched how reckless he was with his own life. You think Allen's going to go out and represent Philly in the right way? He's reckless. And these guys, who made $360 million, who probably blew it, and then saw a way to scheme. Now, why am I mad? I'm not mad at him. Obama schemed. He let black folks scheme at the lowest level. Do you know that the Barack Obama administration said that the Obamacare was something for blacks? He wanted that to be something that black people felt like they got. Like, well, I gave you guys Obamacare. You know what you get? Like $3,000 a year? It was like welfare. It was like reparations. Well, at the NBA level, isn't this reparations? Because I'm going to tell you, there's somebody out there that's going to argue this. Well, they did not have daddies, and they were just black men trying to get away to go to college. Yeah, well, Terrence Williams saw a loophole. Maybe they could use the affluenza excuse. I had so much money, I was used to getting everything in life. So I just decided I would rip off the NBA's healthcare system. You think that's limited to just those guys? I know. Kevin, that's 18 ballers, former basketball players, $4 million. How many people at the lower level, at the Obamacare level, do you think are getting ripped off or ripping off the government for health care? How many people you think are ripping off this government in this Wu Flu scam? And let me just put it a different way. These guys felt vindicated. If you think they felt guilty, they're like, nah, I ain't feeling guilty. I played in a league. Man, my knees are messed up. I can't do this or that. They feel vindicated. They feel wrong. I will bet you money they feel wronged. How are they going to sue us, man? I would love to work and see what their defense attorneys are setting up. Hey, I got to take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned this the other day. It's called the Pandora Papers. It's not getting a lot of press, and I'm not surprised. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you have a secret bank account? Many people get accused of having secret bank accounts when they're going through divorces and things like this. And they don't. It's like, what are you talking about? And you might have another bank account, like you set up a bank account for your kids, or you set up a vacation bank account or whatever, but they're pretty easy to find. I mean, you got to be pretty sophisticated to set up a secret bank account. It's got to be in Switzerland. They got to pull a little thing out of your hip, you know, so you can put the laser on the wall and see what the account is. It is not easy to set up something secret. It's tracked through your social or whatever else. Very, very rich people do this. Speaking of which, you remember when Obama said you can make too much money? You can have too much. I was thinking about this the other day with Bill Gates, Bezos, even Elon Musk, who's I think the richest guy in the world now, I'm talking hundreds of billions of dollars. And I watched a show and it said, that you get to the point of being so rich that it's not even pleasurable. Now, I know they've done studies on this. and I've talked about it on another program where they talked about anything over $71,000 a year, and there's no happiness. Well, I can tell you, it's $71,000 a year. That is not enough money for me to be happy. And it isn't about the money. It's just that you can't pay your bills with that if you got kids in school and whatever else. But I will tell you this, $100 billion, why isn't there a clamor for people to say to Bezos, look, that's too much. You got to give away $80 billion a year. You got to just give it away. Bill Gates has been one of the richest guys in the world for decades. Oh, would they have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? They are not giving away money fast enough. Bill Gates should be giving money away like a maniac. But he doesn't. And then we find out that a lot of these people will set up secret accounts. Now, Gates and Musk and those guys, they can't hide it. Theirs is tied up in their stock and things like that, and Bezos, so they can't hide it. Zuckerberg. But here's what they do. They'll sell off a little bit of stock in it, you know, and slowly accumulate a few billion dollars. And then what they do is they keep the money because they give away a few billion, and that means, oh, I get to keep the billions that I earn. If I give away, use my finger quotes, $5 billion, I can then write off I can write off $5 billion means I can make $5 billion because it's a net loss. It's a net, you know, nothing. So that's how they play the game. So anyway, they found this out in these Pandora papers. And here's how the New York Post wrote it. The damning revelations in the Pandora papers have left a series of world leaders scrambling to defend their secret big money dealings and reportedly even try to squash them from being reported. The expose of nearly, here's the number, folks, pay attention, 12 million files identified more than 330 current and former politicians as beneficiaries of secret accounts. 330 current and former. I don't know who they are. I will tell you this. Joe Biden is a tax cheat. Hunter Biden has been helping finance the big guy and the family's larcenous organization for decades, and they've gotten away with it. I wonder, are they in the Pandora Papers? They go on. They include Jordan's King Abdullah II, Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso, Czech Republic Prime Minister Andrej Babis, and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, who had mounted a political comeback by campaigning against corruption. So, again, I don't know any of these people, but here's what I'll tell you. If you seek power and you do it for and what appears to be magnanimous, I want to bring revolution to the country to give power back to the people. I know you're lying. I know you're lying. You're telling me what I want to hear so you can get elected, so you can set up a Pandora paper, so you can have an account in a secret bank that gets uncovered in the Pandora papers. Former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, a left-wing leader who railed against unfair tax havens while in office, was also identified, as were key associates of both the Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The revelations from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, do they really still exist? Left many of the exposed leaders trying to defend their secret riches and even forced media outlets not to report on them. A member of the only news organization in Jordan to report on the claims facing its king was ordered by Jordanian intelligence to remove the story. He says, we got a call late at night asking us to delete the story, said the journalist who asked for anonymity for both himself and the news organization for fear of retribution. They told us, you're the only site that published the documents. Delete the story. So I deleted the story, the journalist said. The investigation found advisors helped Abdullah set up 36 shell companies from 1995 to 2007, helping the monarch buy 14 homes worth more than $106 million in the U.S. and the U.K. Just so you guys know, These very wealthy guys, this is what they do. They take their money, because it's just paper money. Bezos is rich on paper. They take the money, they get the stock out, little by little, as the rubes stay into the stock. Then they go and they start buying up real estate all over the world. Google owns so much of California, they buy the primest of real estate. Now they've got a real asset. That's what they do. They jack up the rates. They create inflationary situations and scenarios in cities all over the country. That's how they do it. Anyway, he says, one of the places this guy bought was a $23 million California Ocean View property. And he says it came after Abdullah's government was already engulfed with scandal when his half-brother, former Crown Prince Hamza, accused the ruling system of corruption and incompetence. The article continues talking about Blair. He said he complained about tax havens favoring the rich, but the papers show that he avoided paying more than $400,000 in property taxes in 2017 when he obtained the $8.8 million Victorian building that now hosts the law firm of his wife, Cherie Blair. So these guys are all cheats. Look at what's happening with Biden. He hides $500,000, not even a peep. We don't need the Pandora Papers to expose Joe Biden. We already know what he's about. This is amazing. These people that want you to believe that they're for fighting for the little guy and all that, when they themselves are absolutely, positively some of the most corrupt people on the planet.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is advising the Fed Reserve and other central banks to be prepared to deal with inflation. The IMF saying the Fed should already tighten the policy in case inflation gets out of control. Around $100 million worth of southern border wall materials are sitting and not being used due to President Biden canceling the remaining contracts for it. Texas AG Ken Paxton says since it was already paid for, the Biden administration should have continued the project.
All the materials sitting there, they're already paying contracts for months and months, sometimes years. Why not go ahead and let those walls be built, even if it's not their favorite idea?
In response to the border wall being canceled, Texas is building their own border wall to slow the curb of illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News. President Biden wants to give what some believe is unprecedented power to the IRS.
Republicans are sounding the alarm over a proposed tucked inside the Democrats' $3.5 trillion Build Back Better Act that would expand the Internal Revenue Service and allow the agency to have access to any bank transaction of $600 or more. The proposal would give the IRS further access to anyone's financial information, which Republicans say amounts to federal overreach. Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, said October 7th from the Senate floor, "How can you possibly justify to the American people that the IRS should be snooping around in their bank, retirement, or investment accounts? There's only one explanation. The Democrats want to control how you spend your money."
Brad Bernard's reporting from our USA Radio News West Texas News Bureau. The second longest winning streak on Jeopardy came to an end Monday night after a Yale grad student ended his run with 38 straight wins. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On the vaccine mandate.
Sure. The president said he's flying to Chicago on Wednesday to encourage more businesses, but the last I checked, the OSHA rule was still in the rulemaking process.
Yeah.
Do you have any update on when that will be done so businesses can implement it and when you think that will happen?
Well, there are a number of businesses that have already implemented it, even before, already implemented, I should say, their own requirements, even before the OSHA rulemaking had happened. So, and some of those businesses are in Chicago. United is an example, obviously. They implemented a vaccine mandate several weeks ago, and they now have had a huge increase in the number of employees who've been vaccinated. So what the president's going to continue to do is lift up private sector companies and businesses that have already put in place mandates, even as the rulemaking process is ongoing.
So there's no update on a timeline?
It's up. I would point you to OSHA. We knew it would take a little bit of time, given there are some very understandable and good questions by the business community. They want to ensure there's clarity when they put out the rules. But businesses can employ it. It's become more popular. It's been very successful in the vast, vast majority of businesses that have implemented mandates.
Welcome back, everybody. What Psaki wants people to believe is that businesses can set their own standards for vaccines. And this is not because of Biden's mandate. This has nothing to do with the federal government, which has a lot of people confused because they're saying, well, wait a minute. Occupational Safety and Health Administration is supposed to be for the patient, for the employee. They're to make sure that employers do the right thing. And employers are mandating that these people get a vaccine that, quite frankly, could kill them. So she says, I want to point you to OSHA. OSHA hasn't said anything. And what are the requirements of these businesses based on? Would they have done this by themselves? Do you think businesses would have said, without any urging from the government, I'm going to force my employees to get a shot? Because what would have happened? There's got to be a blanket of protection that these businesses think that they have. Now, let me segue to something else. Remember when I told you Biden canceled the trip? And I said, there's more to this than Biden canceling the trip to Chicago to go congratulate United Airlines for being among the first to accept this so-called mandate. What it is the wheels are unraveling on this whole scam. They had to backtrack and say, how can we make sure that this follows through to the bitter end? Anyway, Natural News wrote this. Early in September, Biden took to national TV to rail at unvaccinated Americans and blame them for the lingering COVID-19 pandemic. He talked about how he and others were getting, quote, frustrated with people who dared to take Democrats at their word when they claim that it's their body, their choice regarding abortion, women's health decisions. Suddenly, though, that excuse wasn't good enough for the coronavirus vaccine. Americans refusing the jab were called anti-vaxxers, not freedom lovers. And the excuse was made that abortion isn't deadly contagious, though it's certainly deadly for the unborn child. Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated, even though the vaccine is safe, effective, and free, Biden said during his September 9 address. Safe, effective, and free. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite Americans having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot, he added directly and falsely, blaming new infections on unvaccinated people, though even vaccinated Americans have been coming down with new infections as well. Well, here's what the fact is. The fact is that despite all these different locations where this vaccine is available, Americans are saying, I don't want it. The fact is, if it weren't for Joe Biden forcing Americans to take this stupid vaccination, we wouldn't have the new cases because the vaccinated are the ones who are actually the super spreaders. The people who have gotten this disease shouldn't have any, they shouldn't even be in the conversation. Now they say it's 50 million. I believe it's closer to 200 million. But they still want people vaccinated. They go on in this story. Biden then went on to drop a bomb. He said his government would mandate that employers with more than 100 on staff would be required to force them to get the jab or else face a massive fine. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure that their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. The bottom line, we're going to get to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID. I can hardly read this without not only laughing and chuckling, but being wanting to just absolutely choke the crap out of the people that want to mandate this. It says, increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. Now, I covered it earlier. I said, think about the idea that we've unleashed a virus into the country, China has, that the millions of us have gotten. They are now forcing our military to get. And if indeed we believe some of the conspiracy theorists, and I happen to be one of them that believes that I'm right about this, we may be subjected to some sort of a booster or something for the rest of our lives because of what the Chinese have done. These people are our military and financial enemy. What do you think they're trying to do? If we have a workforce that can't work, if we have a military that can't perform, what do you think they're trying to do? This is amazing to me. So, I just want, you know, I'm trying to wake people up to this. That you want to protect vaccinated from the unvaccinated. What a farce. Subsequent reporting noted that OSHA, Division of the Labor Department focused on employee safety, was responsible for issuing the rule. However, a new report suggests that the rule is not forthcoming and, in fact, may not be issued at all. And that's what Psaki is alluding to in that thing, is that we don't even need OSHA. Employers are doing it themselves. So why do we need to mandate it? Well, if it's not mandated, who's going to go for it? I can tell you right now, the airlines are doing it because they have federal contracts. I know United has. I know American has. So they're trying to play this little nuance game to say, well, we didn't really mandate it, but we kind of did. And what they're saying without saying it is, there is no mandate. It's a scare tactic to get people to do it. And the more people that do it, the more people that go for it, fine. But as I said earlier in the first hour, play it out to the bitter end. What if 20% of the workforce says, screw you? I don't know who it is, but the FAA is saying it. What if the pilots at all these airlines say, you know what? I'm not getting a poke. I don't want to pass out in an airplane. What if they decide not to? What if, the doctors and nurses say, I'm done, not going to do it. I don't know what's critical. I mean, you have to figure that out for yourselves. It could be somebody that drives produce to your grocery store. What if all the truckers say, I'm not getting a poke? I say, let's try it. Because I don't think I think the government knows it cannot mandate anything. And all it takes is for people to have a little bit of guts. And I'm seeing it out there. I'm hearing about it everywhere I go. People are saying, don't quit. Make them fire you. There are all these rogue groups in these companies saying, here's how you can stay on. Or, you know what will happen? Other companies will form and say, I tell you what, we'll form a company and then we'll offer our services back to our original company. I would do that at 2-3 times the rate. I know many people when I was in management consulting, when they would do layoffs, they'd say, no problem. They had a unique skill set. They said, lay me off, because they knew they were going to get hired. I bet you I know at least 10 people that got laid off from a company only to go back 2 weeks later making 2X, if not 3X, their number. I had friends going, man, give me a package to leave. I'll leave in an instant, because they know the company's got to get them come back. Anyway, I don't think this mandate's legit. It's up to you. You got to do what you want to do, how you feel like you need to protect yourself, protect your family. I know many people were crying having to get the shot because they didn't have a safety net. But we'll see how it plays out. We'll do that. Keep it there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
First, following up on Jack's question regarding China and Taiwan, China has grown increasingly aggressive under this administration, and then now we're set to start trade talks back with them. There was concern when President Biden took office about his son's business dealings with China. He was supposed to divest himself of his stake in a Chinese private equity firm in December with ties to the Chinese central bank. As of April, he had not yet done that. And at some point, you were going to get back to us on that. Do you have an update on that? Has he dissolved that interest now?
I'd point you to his representatives on that. He doesn't work in the administration. I would say, though, Emerald, that, and I think you're referring today to the announcement, this speech by Ambassador Tai about phase one. And what I think it's important to note here is that this approach definitely differs from the approach of the prior administration, in our view. Their approach hurt select sectors of the American economy and wasn't targeted to address strategic problems we have. These initial steps will help, we're taking are going to realign our trade policies towards from the PRC toward our priorities. And that's the objective of this president. It's just the first stage in this process. Obviously, the ambassador gave an extensive speech today.
Into this, though, the president has said during the campaign that none of his family will have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Wouldn't it be assuring to the American people as we head into this if they just let the American people know if Hunter has divulged himself in that?
Again, I conveyed to you, and then I think I'm going to have to move on, that you should talk to his representatives. There's no reason to yell. I'm certainly not yelling. You should talk to his representatives. That remains his policy. He's been working to wind that down. Beyond that, I think we talk to his representatives.
Pretty much a clear pattern when the Biden administration, the lying skanks within, don't want to answer a very simple question. Donald Trump divested everything. He says, I don't want any sign of impropriety, and he wouldn't skirt the question. If the question is, it's not a go check with with Hunter Biden's representative. He's not part of the administration. It is a question for his father, the big guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They won't answer a simple question. Are you going to – Biden said he would have nobody in his family would have any type of business relationship with anyone in a foreign country or corporation, and Hunter Biden still has connections to China. And they're asking it in the context of, you're about to enter a negotiation with China. How do we know this? Let me just say what the reporter wants to know. She wants to know, how do we know you're going to be negotiating in the best interest of America? Now, I'm going to ask you a simple question, because they say they're going to realign our trade policies to our priorities. Who do you trust more to do that, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? I don't care what you think about Trump. Who do you trust more to do that? It's a simple question. You know the answer. You trust Trump. So do the Democrats. Unless, of course, your priority is letting China run roughshod over us, which is what they're doing. I talked about it yesterday maybe 2 days ago. It doesn't matter. I just know I've talked about it. They got spies infiltrating every aspect of our society. They have people who are legislating because they are afraid of the Chinese. I'm talking governors. I'm talking congressmen. I'm talking senators. They are not representing the American people. And I can hear Biden now. I'm the second president to serve with no scandals during my administration. And yeah, that's true if you live by the Democrats' version of ethics and morals. Because if you do that, let me tell you what you don't have to count. You can disavow the rigged election. You can not worry about the ransom that was paid for hostages when Joe Biden violated the military credo, leave no man behind. It's okay if you want to make other people pay their taxes, but if you want to avoid $500,000 in taxes and use tax shelters and things like that, as you decry everybody else who wants lower taxes, well, that's okay too. You've heard me counter all the nonsense of the left, the WHO flu infection rates, the actual vaccine death rates, and of course, the apple that absolutely didn't fall far from the tree at all, that would be Hunter Biden. So Joe Biden got asked about political corruption surrounding his son Hunter's, I use my finger quote, art, and he laughed it off. The reporter says, Biden, are you concerned about potential corruption with your son's art sales? And Biden goes, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. See, that's what happens when the cheat's in, when you know you are protected. The people who are running the show, who control Biden, he knows until they're through with him, he's good to go. You got to be kidding me. Hunter Biden, the artist, who supposedly was going to not tell, they wanted, you know, condition of anonymity. First of all, the idea that Hunter Biden is an artist is a joke. It's a joke. It's so insulting to true artists. And look, I'm not mad at him. I watched the movie Antushabla, which is the other, what do they call it? It had the one with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart ends up doing a painting, and Bryan Cranston sells it for him. Well, in the French version, which, by the way, is a much better version, they do the same thing. And it's rich people deciding who is going to be determined who's art. That's all it is. Hunter Biden's art, I can't even imagine using the term to describe what this guy does. But now he's considered an artist. And there are at least five prints of Hunter Biden's artwork that have sold for $75,000 a piece. He's made $375,000. And this article, this is in the New York Post, says, and a team of lawyers is vetting potential patrons who plan to attend his upcoming gallery show in New York City, which has been delayed until the spring. The George Burgess Gallery sold the prints before the October 1 opening of a pop-up presentation in L.A. It's unclear who purchased the reproductions, which cost a fraction of the top price of $500,000 for an original piece by President Biden's scandal-scarred son. So he's getting $500,000 for that junk art. You might as well get dogs playing poker on velvet. They said, or if any more were sold after the L.A. show opened. Meanwhile, a leading ethics expert told the Post Biden's recent schmoozing with attendees at his debut exhibition showed that a White House attempt to prevent influence peddling by keeping buyers anonymous won't work and should be scrapped in favor of a plan B. People are buying this strictly because they get to say, I got a crackhead dude's art and his demented father was elected, and I want to be part of the history of that crazy moment in American history. Let me put this a different way. You ready? It's going to blow your mind. I'll make you think about this. What if Don Jr. were doing this? What do you think they'd be saying? What if Trump were still president and Don Jr. were doing this? What do you think plan B would be for the media? They would be trying to impeach Donald Trump. And anybody who were to buy this art, and I use my finger quotes, would be ostracized. It's insane. I'm not going to say it wouldn't work, because we have people on the other side of the aisle who are just as nutty. They have more money than they have sense. When you have the kind of money that you can spend $500,000 on junk art, you know you have too much money. I was talking about it earlier. I alluded to it that this. I was watching the show and a Chinese guy said, when you get to the point where there's no, you can have anything you want, money is no object. I mean, that's not what I'm trying to say. It doesn't mean anything to you. Can you imagine Bezos? There's nothing he can't go to in the world and point at and say, I want that, and not be able to get it. I mean, it gives a whole new meaning to the black card. A whole new meaning. So, this is where we are. And the elites that are running the world, this corporation called the world, are how this kind of thing happens. See, when leftists talk about white privilege, see, that's white privilege right there. That's white privilege, that's crackhead privilege, that's leftist privilege, because there's not any Republican that I know who could get away with this. Let's not let them get away with it either. Let's keep this in the news.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.